like sister and brother. But last night was wine, together till dawn, and something entirely different was born. This is it, this is love, unlike it.
out in the country. Three Dog Night from Radio Orange, where it's now 12 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Time is passing by, and before you know it, the holidays will be over. What will you remember? Good food, family reunions, presents? Did you get a new gadget this year? Well, since Christmas hasn't come yet, stop by D. Glenn Clark Electronic Sales and Service and find a present that will be remembered. D. Glenn Clark has RCA TVs, from the Super XL100s and Colortrax to the classic black and white models. Visit D. Glenn Clark Electronic Sales and Service, 6 miles from Orange on Route 20 East.
New hours at Willoughby's this week, 9 to 8 Monday through Friday and 9 to 6 on Saturday. Kiki D and Elton John sing for us now. Don't Grow Breaking My Heart.
You take the weight off of me. Oh, honey, when you knock on. sweeter kinship. Quiet and blue like the sky I'm hung over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind.
Just like the words that wouldn't rhyme, lost in the desert of time. Time waits for no one at all, no, not even you. You thought you'd seen it all before, you really thought you knew. I don't remember what we said in the confusion that night. I only know what's on my mind, what's in the future we will decide. Time waits for no one at all, no, not even. Seen it all before.
Now 23 minutes after 9 o'clock, Russ Roberts here with you. Should be variably cloudy tonight with a low temperature around freezing. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of rain off and on, a high temperature around 10 degrees Celsius or 50 Fahrenheit. The winds, no factor tonight. They will be light and variable and stay that way most of the day tomorrow. It's 2 degrees out there, 35 degrees Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 65%. This is the first day of the 76th year of powered flight. And as we begin this year, I think it's appropriate we take a few minutes to ponder this freedom of wings. Yesterday, my partner in our Piper Cherokee, my wife and a friend of my partner's, flew to Kitty Hawk to help celebrate the anniversary at 10:35 a.m., powered flight was 75 years old. All week long there had been special programs going on at Kitty Hawk, which is on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Paul Garber and Charles Gibbs Smith had been speaking all week. They did about 4 or 5 speeches a week or a day all last week, talking about the real Orville and Wilbur Wright. The question was proposed that someone thought that the Wright brothers were simply bicycle mechanics from Dayton, Ohio. Paul Garber said that's sheer nonsense. They were not. And all week long there were people going to Kitty Hawk to speak, to rededicate the granite markers down there. If you've ever been there, there's a marvelous museum of Wright brother memorabilia, the first wind tunnel that they invented. Well, yesterday was the piece de resistance as Ken Kellett of Quest for Flight Incorporated, Boulder, Colorado, attempted to recreate the first flight. The wind was blowing 10 degrees different from what it was the day that Orville and Wilbur tried it. 10 degrees different and 2 miles an hour faster. We flew in yesterday morning at a little bit after 8 o'clock and the wind was blowing 35 miles an hour, almost directly across the small runway that is there. And even though it was weather that would keep most pilots on the ground, over 50 pilots and their aircraft showed up, because this was something that most pilots just would not miss. And the term frail craft has been used so often it's become a cliche when we're talking about old airplanes, but when you're talking about the Wright Flyer, it is indeed a frail craft. It shakes, it bobs around, it flaps its wings like a big bird, and they wheeled it out yesterday on its little trolley car. It was something to see flapping around in the breeze. Well, Ken Kellett tried 3 times, didn't get it off the ground, but at least we got to hear it, we got to see it, and I'm glad we went. That was at Kitty Hawk yesterday.
Make it for Christmas. If you can't give her the moon and stars, give her heavenly bodies. Missy Lane's nighttime collection of stretch lace gowns, fashioned of Inca anti-cling crepe set nylon. They fit beautifully, flatter any figure outrageously, and the comfort is divine. From just $16 at Leggett.
Leggett for making your wishes come true.
I have been a pilot now for more than 10 years, and I have learned that aviation can be a jealous mistress to the pilot. He breathes it, talks it, and tries very hard to avoid being separated from it. Unlike a human mistress, however, there is very little written about this very special romance that does justice to it. There are a few people, like Ernie Gann and Richard Bach, who try and come very close. There was one man, however, who wrote a short poem that is kept closer to the hearts of many pilots than any other piece of literature. It was written by a 19-year-old British fighter pilot who, less than 1 year after he wrote it, died in his Spitfire over London during the Battle of Britain. The words are by John Gillespie McGee, Jr. He called his words High Flight. Slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the rumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of, wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark or even eagle flew. And while with silent, lifting mind I've trod the untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touched the face of God.
Thank you. clouds are giving life below, in colors that the canvas cannot show. Keeping secrets no one else could know, for I'm the one who told them so.
I just spent the last few minutes thinking and listening to songs about flying. We heard High Flight, John Gillespie McGee Jr., Freeness of Bird by Henry Mancini, Clouds, David Gates did that one, and Early Morning Rain by Gordon Lightfoot. Perhaps I'm prejudiced. I've been flying since I was 3 years old. But I think if you have not experienced the gift of wings, you should do so. Find some way to get in the air. Take your children. It could change your life, or maybe theirs for the better. 24 before 10 with Nick Larson.
It's gonna take a lot of love. We won't watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, waiting for time. I left my home.
Dock of the Bay. There's Otis Redding from 67 here at Radio Orange, now 19 before 10 o'clock. The Orange County unit of the American Cancer Society has VIP cookbooks available as Christmas gifts. Sounds like they're real good, too. They have recipes featuring recipes that are the favorites of famous national and state people, as well as famous radio people, television folks, a number of restaurants in the state and Washington, D.C. as well. The VIP cookbooks are available at Grimes, Gregg's, Ricketts, all drugstores, Green Stationers, and the Orange County Public Library. They go for $5 apiece.
Oh, where is Santa's missing sleigh? Well, I'm happy to announce it's been found where it was hidden in Middlebury, Vermont. The correct entry was received Sunday morning from Jim and Susan Poole of Rapidan. Jim's a cabinet maker in Rapidan. Susan teaches at Prospect Heights Middle School in Orange. The Pools were working hard. They'd submitted several entries after they started working on the contest. After about the second clue, they'd narrowed the possible states down to just the final correct one, Vermont, and Jim finally hit the right town, Middlebury, and what he says was a good guess. The Pools win $165 in holiday cash. They did not, however, come up with the one sponsor's name which was correct. That name was George W. Harrison, owner of Little Chief Market in Gordonsville. The Pools had submitted Robert C. Miller, whose real name is Robert V. Miller, optician in Orange and Madison. Again, thanks to you all for entering our contest, and season's greetings from all of our sponsors.
People like Bobby Butler of C.R. Butler Incorporated, Dickie Cox and Cedar Wyatt of C&W Auction Service, and both Billy and Kenneth Hale of State Farm Insurance. Barbara and Neil are here again.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me. Now after loving me late at night,
when it's good for you, babe, and you're feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
It used to be so natural. Talk about forever. What used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry.
Well, I learned how to love and I learned how to
So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye?
You don't bring me flowers
anymore. Say you need me,
and you don't sing me love songs.
You don't bring me flowers
I think I could stay with you for a while.
Pure Prairie League. The story of Amy at Radio Orange. 11 minutes before 10 o'clock. One thing that you have to watch for during the winter is a low-pressure system moving up from the south, say Louisiana, down around Florida, somewhere like that, moving up with that warm Gulf of Mexican air. And when we have a cold system, say like what we've had the past couple of days, that is the time to look for snow. Now, that condition does not exist right now. However, the weather is acting very bizarre. And I don't know whether it's a harbinger of worse things to come or not, but an hour ago it was 35 degrees, you'll recall. That's Fahrenheit. Now it is up to 41 Fahrenheit. So we better pay close attention. Supposed to be variably cloudy with a low down around freezing. However, that is not the case right now. Now, maybe later on it will indeed cool down some, but there's a chance of rain tomorrow night and Wednesday. Chance of rain tonight's only 10%, should be 20% tomorrow and 30% by tomorrow night. The winds are no factor. It is now 4 degrees Celsius, 41 Fahrenheit. I'd have looked at this one twice because I didn't believe it. Went out there and said, 41 degrees, up how much? 6 degrees in 1 hour. That's amazing. Well, it's 10 degrees, what am I saying? It's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock at Radio Orange. Bobby Smith has re-recorded The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin'.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. I'm trying hard not to show as bad. No tender look in your eyes when I reach out for you. And you're starting to criticize every little thing that I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby,
that love.
and I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching.
Sweet Caroline at Radio Orange. Friend called up right after the last weather and said, you were breathing on the thermometer to make the temperature appear to rise. Well, I know I have hot blood and probably even hotter breath, but breathing on the thermometer's little ball is not my problem tonight. It is the sun god, Kon-Tiki, doing it. As a matter of fact, the temperature is now up 2 degrees from where it was 10 minutes ago. It is now 43 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 5 Celsius. Perhaps the sun has gone supernova. And in a few minutes, it will get much warmer. Anyway, it's now 2 minutes before 10 o'clock. I'll check it again before we do the news. Maybe it'll go up another 6 or 8 degrees in 2 minutes, huh? Merry Christmas, darling. Carpenter's here to sing for us.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something new, but you, the lights are wish you could see. I wish it every day.
There's Karen with Richard in the background on the piano. Merry Christmas, darling. It's 10 o'clock here at 1340 and 96 plus. We are WJMA, AM and FM, Radio Orange. Temperature is now 5 degrees Celsius, 43 degrees Fahrenheit. That's up 6 degrees from where it was an hour ago. It was down to 2 degrees above freezing. Reverberations from yesterday's OPEC decision to raise oil prices next year were felt immediately in all the financial markets today. The dollar, already weakened abroad by U.S. inflation and trade deficits, dropped in value against all major currencies. Wall Street reeled today. The Dow Jones average of 30 industrials down below 800 for the first time since the end of November, down 18 points today alone. Similar declines were reported in the London, Frankfurt, Paris, and Montreal stock markets. The news also depressed the bond market, which is highly sensitive to shifts in inflationary expectations. The dollar continued to slide on the Tokyo exchange today, down to 192 yen. Among the most prominent losers on the stock market were shares of oil companies, airlines, aircraft manufacturers, and leisure travel businesses, all very closely related to the price of oil. The president of Taiwan today called the United States the biggest sinner in history, and he rejected any negotiations between his government and Peking to unify the rival Chinese nations. President Zheng Jingguo said Taiwan will never deal with any communist regime under any conditions, any pressure, any change. He was reacting to President Carter's decision to sever relations with Taiwan and establish diplomatic relations with Communist China. Iranian troops clashed in two cities with opponents of the Shah today. Several deaths were reported during a day of mourning for those slain in Iran's 11 months of political turmoil. Thousands of Iranians stayed home to observe the mourning period, but opposition calls for a general strike were ignored by workers in major cities and in the country's oil fields, where production increased for the second day in a row. Informed sources said up to a score of anti-Shah protesters were wounded by army gunfire in Tabriz, about 330 miles northwest of Tehran. This is news from Radio Orange.
Hi there, my name is Patricia Green, and I'm representing the Eco Science Club of Orange County High School. I have a few tips on how to conserve energy. Did you know that your refrigerator is one of the biggest energy eaters? Well, it is. If you would vacuum underneath of the refrigerator, the coils in the compressor wouldn't heat up as much, which regularly would use more energy when it's dirty. Hey, please don't be time-wise and energy foolish. Clean underneath your refrigerator and conserve energy. Thanks a bunch.
4 minutes after 10 o'clock now. Despite threats of a general strike by angry unions, Cleveland's mayor, Dennis Kucinich, has announced he will lay off 2,000 of the city's 10,000 workers in an attempt to prevent bankruptcy. The cutbacks are said to hit police, fire, and sanitation workers the hardest. Kucinich said he has not worked out how the city will pay unemployed benefits to those who are laid off, but he said if all his proposals are approved, the city could be solvent again in 6 months. Egypt's leftist political party urged President Sadat today to terminate all bilateral contacts with Israel and call an Arab summit conference to deal with the Arab-Israeli conflict. The Unionist Progressive Socialist Rally Party claimed every concession by Egypt will increase Israel's rigidity in denying Arab rights. It said no settlement can be accepted with Israel that does not include complete recognition of Palestinian rights. Heavy rains produced widespread flooding and forced the evacuation of several hundred people southwest of Phoenix, Arizona today. Governor Bruce Babbitt has declared a statewide emergency. His declaration authorized use of the Army National Guard to help in rescue and evacuation operations. The rains have threatened a repeat of flooding last March that killed three and caused an estimated $27 million in damage. No injuries reported in this flood. Americans are getting married more and divorces have leveled off, according to figures just released by the National Center for Health Statistics. Vital statistics for 1977, which are the latest figures available, show the marriage rate increased for the first time since 1972, while the total number of divorces was not enough to affect the divorce rate. That makes 1977 the first year since 1966 that the divorce rate did not climb. The record-keeping agency also says life expectancy for the general population has reached a 73 3/10 level. That's the highest level ever. We can now expect to live longer. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock now. Here's a look at regional news. University of Virginia hospital officials say a sophisticated rescue squad coordination system and a medical staff prepared for an emergency kept loss of life to a minimum in a recent train derailment, that derailment in Nelson County. 6 people were killed in that December 3rd crash. None of the 6 critically injured passengers died, however. A UVA hospital spokesman said today 8 of the more than 60 injured are still in the hospital. 2 of them are still on the critical list. Orange volunteer firemen saw more action than they bargained for this weekend. There was that bad fire in Somerset early Saturday morning, and Assistant Chief Buckshot Clements says the firemen that very afternoon were called to fight a brush fire on Route 600 on Oak Spring Farm. 2 or 3 acres was burned up. After that fire, Orange firemen put out a minor chimney fire on Brookings Street in Orange, and Sunday they were called out again to put out a small grass fire in Orange. This is news from Radio Orange.
A message from Chuck Robb, Virginia's Lieutenant Governor.
Have you ever needed legal advice but didn't know where to turn? If so, the Virginia Lawyer Referral Service can help you. By calling them, you'll be referred to a lawyer in your area who handles problems like yours. And for not more than $15, this attorney will meet with you to advise you as to what actions you might take. So if you need legal assistance, call the Virginia Lawyer Referral Service today. A nonprofit service of the Virginia State Bar. You'll find the number in the Yellow Pages.
There's a fatal motorcycle crash in Culpeper County over the weekend. A published report identified the victim as Richard Allen Chris, Jr. of Arlington. He reportedly crashed head-on into a car being driven by a man from Wyoming. The man and his passenger were treated and released at a Warrenton hospital. What police termed a sizable amount of money was stolen from the